Chapter 2 Buck's first day was full of nasty surprises. They didn't allow him to lie in the sun to keep warm. He wasn't safe. The men and the other dogs were wild. They knew only one rule: the law of club and fang. Curly tried to make friends with the wild wolf dogs, but they weren't friendly. One dog attacked her, and Curly leapt back quickly. The other dogs gathered in a circle to watch. Curly tried to fight back, but she didn't win. The dog knocked her to the ground. She didn't get up again. The dogs all rushed forwards and killed Curly. Perrault and Françoise arrived. They were swinging big axes to scatter the dogs, but Curly was already dead. That was the law of club and fang. No fair play. If you were down, that would be the end of you. Buck decided he wasn't going to die like that. Spitz, who was Buck's rival, rushed in as part of the pack and came out with blood across his face. Buck hated Spitz for it. The men put Buck in a harness made from leather and buckles. It was like a harness that workhorses wore. Buck had to pull one of the men and a sled to the forest to collect firewood. There were other dogs with him. Dave nipped at Buck's legs when he made a mistake. Spitz led the team of dogs. Spitz threw his weight into the harness to correct the other dogs. The men brought more dogs into the team. Billy, Joe, and Solex were brothers. Solex was blind in one eye. His name meant angry one. He was really an angry dog. One day he attacked Buck. Buck had a cut on his shoulder that went down to the bone. He didn't make the same mistake again. Sleeping on the snow, in the cold wind, with a sore shoulder was very hard. Buck couldn't sleep. He walked between the tents. He was looking for a warmer place to sleep. He couldn't find one. He went back to where the other dogs were. They had disappeared. Buck tried to find them. He walked over the snow. Something moved under his feet. He jumped back. Billy, who was one of the dogs in Perrault and Francois's sled team, whined. He was curled up under the snow to keep warm. Buck also dug a hole and curled up under the snow. He slept well under the snow. Buck panicked when he woke up. He was buried by the snow. He leapt out of the snow into the light of the day. There were 9 dogs in the team. They ran in the harness in a single line. Buck was between Dave and Solex. They taught him how to be a sled dog. Buck learned quickly. It was a hard day. They went up the canyon and through Sheep Camp. They went past the scales and the timberline. They went across glaciers and through snowdrifts hundreds of feet deep. They went over the Great Chilkoot Divide. They moved quickly down the chain of lakes. They were heading to a huge camp at the head of Lake Bennett. It was very late when they had arrived at Lake Bennett. Buck was hungry every night. They didn't give him enough food. Buck ate too slowly. The other dogs ate fast. They also stole Buck's food. Buck saw a dog called Dubs steal food from the men. One day, when he was very hungry, Buck stole food from the men. The men punished the dogs for Buck's theft. That was the law of club and fang. Buck was strong. He got stronger. He didn't run away from a fight. He didn't like stealing, but stole because he was hungry. He was a clever thief. He stole food secretly, out of respect for the law of club and fang. Buck grew stronger. His muscles were like iron. He was able to eat anything now. His body got tougher every day. His eyes and ears became sharper. He heard the faintest sound and knew whether he was safe or in danger. He learned to bite the ice out with his teeth when it collected between his toes. When he was thirsty, he knew how to get water. When there was a thick scum of ice over the waterhole, he broke it. He reared up and struck the ice with stiff forelegs. Buck was able to tell what the weather was going to be like by smelling the wind. On cold and still nights, Buck howled at the moon.